Welcome to TJSlideways.com Live. I'm your host, TJ Buffenbarger, here live for the Engine Pro Studios. And, of course, all of our guests appearing tonight on the Rocket Headers Hotline. And we're going to go right into our first guest tonight, who is the fresh off the first win in the first event of the 2013 season Pro True Fuel Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Car Series, Ryan Litt, joining us on the line. Ryan, thanks for joining us tonight. Looks like we might be getting a little feedback here. We'll try to get that taken care of here. But Ryan, congratulations. Let's talk about that that first win. You know, first, what a way to start the season. You know, probably you know, beyond your expectations at this point. How did everything go down there on Saturday night or Friday night?
Yeah, it was a really really big win for us. Obviously, starting the year off. The win, can't really ask for much better than that. And obviously being 22 hours away from home, it's a pretty big deal for us. So, yeah, we had a overall good day. We were top of the speed charts pretty much all day. We struggled a little bit in the heat race. Had to run the B main, but we just kind of used that as an extra test session and made some big setup changes to the car, and it really paid off for us.
It looks like we have the audio cleaned up now. So, Ryan Litt joining us from the True Fuel Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Car Series. You know, going down south, they don't get to see the wing pavement sprint cars all that often. How different was the, you know, how different were the tracks, and how was the fan reaction to seeing the cars down south?
I really enjoyed the track. They were both really big, wide open half miles with lots of banking. Pensacola was, kind of related to like a Toledo Speedway, which, I have a lot of experience at. So I liked, both tracks. Pensacola, was really wide open, barely lifted around there. And the fan reaction, they were all really, really surprised and excited to see us down there. I think most of them are, used to a lot of late models and stock car kind of things down there. So, they're really impressed with the speed and the sound and, the looks of the cars.
And, of course, a really nice car count both nights, carrying a nice field of cars there. It just seems like that must-see series, it's really deep this year. Is it as deep to you as it looks on paper to us?
Yeah, of course. It's some really big big-name drivers down there, and all the cars are first-class equipment. So, yeah, it means a lot to win when you're racing against guys like Dave Steele and Bobby Santos and Davey Hamilton. There's pretty deep talent there, lots of IndyCar experience and NASCAR experience, so it was a pretty big honor for me to get the win there.
Now, you're back in your family-owned car this year after being a hired gun for about half of last season. You were back in the family car towards the end of last year, and what kind of changes have you made to your program since the last time you ran for your family full-time?
Well, basically, we just tried to streamline the whole operation and just kind of get things going a bit more smoothly. We tried to make sure that everything was up to date and fresh for the races because we're kind of hard on equipment now with all these big tracks. Like you're really going fast and you're flat out all the time. So you got to make sure equipment's good and just make sure that the people working on them make no mistakes, which our group definitely has got down this year. We're double checking everything and really trying to make a big effort at keeping the maintenance up in the cars.
You mentioned the speeds. You guys, everywhere you go, it seems like you're setting new track records and just blinding speed everywhere you go. And it seems like, especially the past couple of seasons, you guys have really picked up quite a bit of speed. What has made the biggest difference for everybody? Where is everyone finding these like half seconds and, you know, a couple tenths everywhere that we've been seeing over at all the tracks?
I would say, just basically the equipment is a lot better. The motors are making serious horsepower. The American Racer tires, they're hooking up really well for us. Just everything really, like the equipment, like the chassis and everything. And, just overall, just the cars are a lot faster and, we got a lot better drivers, I think, than, most of the other series. So everyone's really pushing the envelope and, trying to flat foot every track and press the issue.
And, of course, we have Ryan Litt joining us, your winner of the True Fuel Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Car Series event, season opener at the Five Flags Speedway on Friday night. And, unfortunately, you did get rained out Saturday, and but you did manage to race on Sunday. What did you guys do to kill time on Saturday?
it was funny. We were actually we had a Hooters right across from our hotel, so we were over there eating. And then at the last minute, there was a bikini contest going on, so a lot of the race teams ended up there checking that out.
hard to imagine how that happened. Yeah, so one other thing you guys do is you guys run the Little 500. And probably the most unique sprint car race on the planet. When do you guys start preparing for that race? Because it's so much different than anything else that, that you know, basically any sprint car racer will do.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest, it's kind of like the first priority for our race team, and I'm sure a lot of the other guys that are competing in the Little 500. It's such a big event and such a different event that you really got to put a lot of time and effort into to not only the cars and the equipment, but the strategy as well, and having the right people working on the cars, because obviously you got to make pit stops and stuff like that. So we start pretty early. Like our backup car that we use for the must-see races is our non-wing car that we only run in the Little 500. So it's pretty much set up all the time to run that race. We just try and cut the weight on it and make sure everything's in line so that we can run 500 laps and go for the win each year, which we've been close, but it's just one of those races where you need everything to go your way and you gotta have a lot of luck and everything like that. So hopefully this year we can put it all together.
Where are you hoping to make the biggest improvement? Would it be pit stop, something with the equipment, qualifying? Where is there any one focus you're trying to do better to maybe put you on the top?
Yeah, my main focus for this year is to qualify good. Last year we kind of screwed up a little bit because we were 3rd or 4th on the track for qualifying, and we had a time that was good enough for the top five. And we ended up waving that lap off, trying to get a bit more speed. And just because of the weather conditions and whatnot, we never got back up to that speed. So we ended up qualifying the next day because we got bumped pretty far in the field. And we ended up running the fastest qualifying time in the whole week. So if we can do that on the actual qualifying day, that'll be a pretty good deal for us. Because you want to kind of start up front in that kind of race, because you get into so much lap traffic and stuff like that. You don't really have a whole lot of time. It sounds funny because the race is so long, but you don't really have a whole lot of time to come from like 20th or something like that and get up in the top three there.
I was going to ask you, do you have a number in your head? Like, what would be the furthest back you'd want to start in that thing if you had your druthers about it? Which where's that number at?
Like for me personally, I would want to be in the top five. I mean, you can start a little bit farther back, and the only problem is you got to press the issue and really try and stick your car in some situations that you probably wouldn't want to do so early on in a race. So if you're in the top five, you can kind of just ride it out and relax and just kind of play it cool and just save your equipment.
And on the other end of the spectrum, you guys go to places like Winchester, and you go to IRP, which IRP to me was just, freakishly fast last year. If you had to tell somebody that's never seen you guys at one of those high banked racetracks or one of those high speed racetracks, what would you tell them about it to get them to go?
Basically it's just crazy fast. Like a track like Winchester, for instance, I think we're going like 160 mile an hour, and in qualifying on new tires and stuff like that, you don't even lift. So it's just absolutely crazy, crazy to drive. And the fans, I know, really enjoy it too, because they know all the drivers and crews are really pushing the issue and trying to get the last little bit of speed out of the cars. So, yeah, it's really neat to even bring some of my friends and stuff like that that have never got a chance to see us race. They're pretty surprised at just the pure speed and power of the must-see cars.
Now, of all the places, which one do you think gets your attention the most?
I'd have to say Winchester, just because you go so fast, and it's just one of those old historic racetracks that everyone kind of watches, and it's just one of those places that everyone else is kind of intimidating, and you really got to have the full package. You got to have the right equipment, the right setup, and just lots of things that can go wrong there due to parts failure. Just the pure speed and G-forces are just insane there.
Yeah, and what are your plans for the 2013 season? Obviously, you're going to be chasing the Must-See Racing series, but what other races might we see at this year?
Yeah, we're going to do the full must-see schedule, and then maybe a little bit of Haas, and we're thinking about doing a little bit of the non-wing stuff at Spartan and stuff like that, and of course a little 500. So other than that, there's no real plans. I'm working on a super modified ride. It's looking like we'll maybe do five or six of those races So that'll be pretty exciting. And I'd always obviously jump with the opportunity to get in a mid-major Silver Crown car. That's kind of always been a dream of mine to run Silver Crown. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. But definitely the full must-see schedule. And like I said, five or six super modified races, which will be mostly the must-see super modified series too.
I was just going to ask that if they'd be Oswego races, ISMA races, but it's actually a must-see racing deal. So that's pretty neat too, because that's coming on board. Do you think they might be able to put that together to do both classes at IRP possibly?
Yeah, that's what our plan is. I think there's maybe three or four shows where they race together. So we're going to try and get the super modified down there so we can do some double duty. And I don't know if the schedule is open. I haven't really checked into it, but I'd obviously love to run the classic there at Oswego. So that's kind of been a goal of mine as a little kid, watching my dad run there and all that. So hopefully we can make it down there.
Now, one other thing you've done in the past is you got to run one of Glenn Steyer's dirt cars a couple of years ago at Oswego Speedway. Do you think you'll ever go back and do something like that again?
It's funny because I text Glenn every couple months, bugging him to get in his cars, and he's just such a busy guy and has so much going on. Sometimes it's hard for him to make room for me, but hopefully this year I can get down there and race. I love the facility down there. It's their first class operation. One of the best tracks really I've been to, and probably one of the better dirt tracks I've been to. And Glenn and his people run a really tight show there, and his cars are top notch. So it was a lot of fun when I got to drive for him, and I just wanted a couple more laps because you get out there and you only get two or three hot laps and then it's straight into the heat race and all that. So I didn't have a whole lot of time to get used to the car and all that. So hopefully we can get out there two or three times this year and make a run at it.
And I have to ask, because you're actually on your way home right now because you guys raced yesterday evening down south.
Yeah.
Have you run back into the snow yet?
Yeah, it's actually funny because we woke up and it was really nice weather down in Alabama. Sunny and all that, and I think we're in Bowling Green, Kentucky right now at a truck stop, and we just came through a giant snowstorm. We almost were going to pull over because we couldn't even see the road, so kind of funny. We're pretty far away from home and still running into snow.
And, you know, the crazy thing is there's no snow here. Well, yeah, you know, I think once you get past the lower part of Michigan, you're going to drive right out of it. How crazy is that?
Yeah, hopefully we can get out of it here soon. It's not very fun running through it in the big rig here.
Well, Ryan, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us, and hopefully we'll talk to you again, hopefully after the Little 500, if all things go to according to plan.
Yeah, that'd be a tremendous honor to win that race, and obviously come and chat with you again on the show.
All righty. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's Ryan Litt, the winner of the Must See Racing season opener down at Five Flag Speedway. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to run through some of the news of the week, and then also we're going to talk to Craig Mintz about the upcoming HD Spring Nationals over at Attica Raceway Park, and also Cole Duncan about his first career feature win over at the Lincoln Speedway. You're listening to TJSlideways.com Live.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat out foot on the floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season. Featuring the Core Pack Sprint Car Series, Thunder Stocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information. Welcome back to TJSideways.com Live here from the Engine Pro Studios outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Had to shuffle the show order around a little bit because Ryan had previous media commitments with a local Canadian outlet, so we're glad he was able to squeeze us in, and we wanted to get him right off the top of the show. But we're going to cover some of the stuff we normally do right at the beginning of the show. Of course, we can take your questions and comments via Facebook on our Facebook fan page, also our Twitter account at TJ Slideways. You can also email questions in TJ at TJSlideways.com. And of course, we normally start things out with The latest dirt. And, of course, the World of Outlaws were in California this past weekend at the new Stockton 99 Dirt Track. Sellout crowd of over 12,000 people. What a turnout to see the Outlaws. And, of course, Kyle Larson hitched a ride on Tony Stewart's airplane to get there from California Speedway and ended up winning the feature event there on Friday night. Then on Saturday, Paul McMahon topped off a day where he announced he will go full-time with the World of Outlaws this season, signing a platinum contract. He went and won the Mini Gold Cup. So quite a weekend with the Outlaws. And, of course, at Lincoln Speedway, Cole Duncan scored his first career win there at Lincoln. Second in Central Pennsylvania. If you remember, he won an event last year at the Path Valley Speedway, so we were able to get him kind of at the last moment to come on board. He's going to be our final guest for the evening. And then, of course, we just talked to Ryan Litt about his win at Five Flags Speedway in the True Fuel Must-See Racing Extreme Sprint Car Series on Friday night. Saturday's race got rained out at Mobile International Speedway, postponed to Sunday, and JoJo Helberg picking up the victory on Sunday. So that kind of rounds out
the latest dirt.
The latest dirt, because everything else got rained out. Mother Nature was extraordinarily cruel this weekend and isn't being much better. There's about 6 inches of snow at least down in Ohio. We're hoping our next guest, Craig Mintz, will not only talk to us about racing, but also will be able to give us a weather report. We'll have to see what's going on there. So we're going to have Craig Mintz on a little bit later. Of course, All-Star Performance would like to congratulate Kyle Larson and Paul McMahon for their victories with the World of Outlaws this season. Of course, don't forget to visit them at allstarperformance.com. We're going to take another quick break, get Craig Mintz on the line, and then a little later in the show, Cole Duncan. You're listening to the TJSlideways.com Live. Stay tuned.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rocket around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oswegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Core Pack Sprint Car Series, Thunder Stocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OswegansSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at enginepro.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to TJSideways.com Live here from the Engine Pro Studios outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And our next guest has become a standout driver on the Northern Ohio Sprint Car Circuit. And we've had the pleasure of seeing this young man graduate from 305 Sprint Cars and move his way through the ranks. And now he's married and he's like an adult and stuff. It's kind of crazy to talk to the adult, Craig Mintz. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's been a pleasure, being around the whole 13 years I've been doing this, being around TJ Slideways.
Oh, yeah, you've been a big part of this throughout the whole thing, and we're really glad to have you on board. Let's go back a year ago to the Spring Nationals. How big was that for your career?
It was huge. I mean, it's been by far the biggest win of my career. We had a great weekend, finishing second the night before, and to lose to Dale Blaney, I can't hang my head at this or to that, and, to do well. The second night we were quick time and, ran second in a dash. So we were really, it gave us a lot of momentum throughout the year. And, we didn't win a lot of races, but we were consistent. So that's, kind of a way that we can kind of hang our hat on. We didn't win a race at Fremont and, ended up winning a championship. So, but I think that win at the beginning of the season really propelled us forward. With confidence with the guys and confidence in myself and the race cars, and that really made a difference.
Now, there are weeks on with fast shows at Attica and Fremont that are just like an all-star show, a given week. But what, it's just something about it. When the all-stars come in, it's like a whole different ball game, especially up there. And to finally get one of those wins, it just had to be huge for you.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, I've come close a lot, mostly at the Fremont, the Gen 4 Classic. I've led, you know, the one year I led 47 of 50, and Blaney won, you know, led the last three, so, or last four. So, you know, it made it a little bit more difficult, you know, to see them losing, you know, to lose that many. And, you know, on a weekend, we get them guys, you know, like you said, on a daily basis or a weekend basis. But, you know, to have that banner, you know, with, you know, standing beside me or holding beside me saying, hey, you know, this is an all-star show, you know, in Victor Lane, you know, definitely made it a, you know, more special. And then, you know, to be on the list of the, you know, the Winter Nationals for Attica, or the Spring Nationals, I should say, that, you know, to have my name on a list of, you know, a lot of good guys, you know, it means something special.
I think Winter Nationals is more appropriate. How much snow, you're in that area, you're probably, what, about an hour away from Attica. How much snow do you have on the ground right now?
I have 4 inches. That's what I woke up to this morning. It's starting to warm up, so it's starting to go away. But as of about 6 o'clock this afternoon, it was still over. This night, it was still snowing. It was melting before it really got to the ground, but and we got some pretty good snow around here. So it's you know, it doesn't feel like racing season, even though it's upon us. If we can just get out of this slump that Mother Nature just put us in, and we get some warm weather, I'd like to get racing soon.
Now, you guys this year had a night before, and traditionally do have a night of racing before the Spring Nationals. That was, you lost that from weather. How much does that put the local teams behind some of the guys that went to Florida?
It puts us way behind the eight ball. You know, the hardest thing about it is that you got to have your P's and Q's checked. I mean, you can't have, you know, go out for your hot lap session and something be loose or something be broke or something be grinding, or, you know, you find out something like clearance or the mirror's not running right. If you're doing that in hot laps and you struggle to look for qualifying or find, you know, watch the racetrack and you get behind in qualifying, you might as well just load it up and go home, or work and try to fix what is wrong, and then plan on your day tomorrow or the next day. It's just very difficult. The guys that went to Florida have already, you know, what we call seasoned the race car. After about 3 or 4 races, you know, the bolts are the ones that are loose already came loose, and the ones that are tight are going to stay tight. You know, but, you know, once you get past that, it makes your season a lot easier. But up till then, it's very difficult. And for us to be racing against those guys that have already done that makes us, you know, we got to be on top of our game and make sure that, you know, right now that we're double checking and triple checking stuff at the shop to make sure everything was tightened, everything's, you know, got Loctite on it, everything's got spacers on it, you know, everything's square. So, you know, we've done that. We're going to do it again tomorrow night, just to triple check everything and make sure everything's right. So when we go to Attica this Friday, we're not, you know, worried about, you know, the motor not running or something be grinded. So, you know, I hope hopefully we do our job and, you know, come Friday that we have no issues and going to Saturday ready to go.
The past 2 or 3 years, it seems like your program has really turned a corner, to where you're running up front more than not. What do you think over that past 2 or 3 years has made the biggest difference? Was a light switch scenario, or was it more gradual? I mean, what made that happen?
I think it was more gradual. You know, when we won the fast deal in 2009, and then we went into 2010, we really struggled in 2010. A lot of people didn't think so, but, you know, we just couldn't catch anything. I mean, we tried, we were in the TI-22 cars, and it wasn't that the cars weren't any good. I just couldn't get a handle on them. You know, and then I worked with George Fisher and Dale a lot, during that season. And then when we came out in the 2011 season, we got better and got better and got better. And then by the end of the season, you know, we were competing for wins at the end of the season. So I knew where I was excited going into 2012, you know, last year. And I was excited that I think we can really be competitive all the way through. And, you know, with TI-22 providing us with some great help, you know, and their product is amazing. So, you know, without them, I don't think we would have been able to do it. You know, and I love the race cars, and, you know, I love working with George and talking to him on how to make these things a little bit better, you know, and what I think I need to do to get my cars a little bit better. So, you know, and with my dad and Kevin Shamo, you know, and Hoagie, the guys that have worked on my team, and Brad, they've gotten better. We've gotten used to one another. We've gotten our program to where everybody knows where everybody's going. Everybody knows what to do, you know, during the week and when we get to the racetrack, you know. So everybody's got their own job and they do it very well. I'm proud to say that we have assembled a team that, you know, I put my life in their hands every weekend, and I don't think twice about it because I'm confident they did their job and they do their job. and you know, that's shown in the past 3 years, you know, and, you know, up till then I was still a little younger, you know, and I'm still learning, and it's gotten to the point now to where I'm going to the racetrack confident that we're the team to beat, or we are one of the teams out of the many that are local around here to beat. So, I mean, a confidence is a major thing too. So, you know, there's a lot of things to it that build over time. I don't think it was a light switch, but, you know, we're still building, and I don't see us stopping anytime soon.
Now, last year, the World of Outlaws got rained out at Attica Raceway Park, and I know you were really disappointed about that. This year, you get two shots at them on your home turf. You get one at Attica and one at Fremont. How excited are you about that, getting two chances at the two home tracks?
I'm excited. I mean, I like racing, you know, on a big stage. You know, it's not something that, it's a good race to race. I'm excited for it. You know, I like to defend our own turf. You know, and when it came at Fremont, the year before, we weren't bad, we weren't great. You know, it was just not our type of racetrack. It, you know, if it's rough and wet, you know, we're going to struggle. It's just, we're getting our program better at them types of racetracks, but we're just not to the par enough to where we can compete for wins. So we're excited. You know, it's definitely marked on our calendars to, you know, to be able to defend our home turf. And, you know, I wouldn't even mind if an all-star guy wins. It just shows that we can defend our own turf. I mean, if it's Blaney or Schaefer, you know, I don't care what anybody says. Their home tracks are at a constraint, but they're there every week. You know, you can call them all-stars if you want, but, you know, most of us call them locals.
That's a very good point, because they are with you quite a bit. You do venture down to the Kings Royal at Eldora every now and then, and you do venture out some other places. Are we going to see Craig Mintz at any other racetracks in 2013? I know you're a busy guy, but are you going to have a chance to venture out at all this year?
We'll be down, I believe, the night before the Kings Royal. We won't be able to run the Kings Royal due to some family deals that we have to attend. You know, but I always like going down there racing. We'll be down for Speed Week with the, you know, World of All, or with the All-Stars down there for Speed Week. We'll run the Doty at Lima. We'll run most of Speed Week. It's very difficult for us to travel during that week, such as, you know, go to Sharon or go to Wayne County or go to some of the other tracks, just because, you know, our jobs and our companies that we own, my father and I, are just very difficult to keep them going and be away for more than a couple, you know, more than a day or two at a time. So it's very difficult for us to be able to do that. Plus, it's very difficult for my guys. You know, every one of them works, you know, 40 hours a week or more, so it's difficult for them to do the maintenance that they can and that they should and on the race cars. So we try not to put anybody in a bind or put somebody in a position that they're taking off work and not putting money in their own pockets as far as for their family and putting food on the table. So, you know, with that being said, we run as many races as we can. We ran 57 last year, so for a local team with, you know, four or five guys that work just as their hobby type deal, we're proud to, you know, be able to race that many times.
That is pretty incredible. And I have to ask you the requisite question that my friend Bill W. at Knoxville has me ask every Ohio guy. When are you going to go to Knoxville?
When am I going to go to Knoxville? I'd love to go. We've said it many times, and we've wanted to go, but when I go, I want to be prepared. I want to go with everything that I have, and I don't want to go out there and be, you know, in the back of the last race. I just want to be competitive. And what I have now, the equipment is what I need. But what I'm afraid of is if I take it out there and hurt it, you know, it's taken my father and I 5 years to build up the program that we have. And I don't want to take it out there and put a huge dent in it, you know, by going out and smoking two motors or a motor, you know, down there. So, you know, if I had some a pretty good sponsor that was, you know, willing to pay for some, you know, some tires and pay for a lot of it going out there, it wouldn't cross my mind to go out there, you know, this year. So it's just a matter of trying to find some funding to go out there with what we got. We know we have the equipment to be able to run out there, you know, not necessarily make the show, but go out there and be competitive to run a BNC. I mean, if we went out there and made a C main, third in Knoxville Nationals, I'd be overjoyed. You know, so, you know, we don't expect going out there and making shows. If it did, great. But we know where we stand with, you know, the bigger racetracks and stuff like that. So, you know, it's something we want to do, but you can ask them same guys when they're going to come out for the Kings Royal.
I always return that every time, too, and I do the same thing. So now, you're a very busy guy. You're into the graphics business. You got married, and also you are a basketball coach, which a lot of fans might not realize. Talk a little bit about your coaching.
I've been doing it for 7 years now, so I did it right out of high school. I've been doing it for three quarters of when I've been playing or racing. So I started at a local small school, or a bigger school actually than one I am at now, and then just transferred to Lakota High School, which is a pretty small little small school. Even though we have the largest area as far as district in Ohio. So, I mean, we're a very big land-wise, but we have very little kids. So, you know, we're building a program. Matter of fact, Kurt Brewer, who is Byron Reed's crew chief, is on the board there. So, long story short, is he knew I was coaching, and he called me and wanted me to come in there and help rebuild the program from scratch. So, right now I coach JV girls, and I'm assistant varsity. So, you know, we struggled a little bit, you know, when we first started, and we're still trying to get the girls to buy into, you know, what we know and, you know, what we think will really work. So the younger kids are really biting into that, and we're excited to keep going, all the way down to our fifth and sixth grade. Sunday I spent 8 hours at a gym watching our sixth and seventh grade play in a local tournament. So it was fun to get to see the youngsters enjoy basketball, and I live and breathe basketball. So it's been fun to be able to coach, and I'll probably do it as long as I can stand.
Now, you mentioned something interesting, that Brewer's on the board there. It's amazing to me in that particular area, in like the Gibsonburg, the Fremont, the Attica, that whole area, how not only how tightly knit the racing community is, but how it like in you run into it in your everyday lives. I mean, it's, you know, and it creates an atmosphere at those two places where almost every Friday and Saturday night at Attica and Fremont's like a high school football game.
It is, you know, there's just people from all over. I mean, and we find a small world there. I mean, you know, just by the coaching part is, you know, he's on the board, and you look at a lot of people, you know, inside and out, and a lot of people work with one another, or, you know, they're at the same jobs, or, you know, they're in the same market where they trade stuff with one another. And it's very nice to be able to see, you know, it's still a big family, you know, and people that are the kind of they see from the outside don't realize how big it is until actually get into it. And once you're involved, your eyes open up to see how many people know this many people and how many people know each other. So it's like a big chain or a big family, say. But, you know, it's fun to be able to work with everybody, and everybody still has the same goal in mind, but we all have the same interest of racing and basketball and looking out for our younger generation.
And that's pretty neat you are doing that. And I have to ask, you said you live, eat, and breathe basketball. It is March Madness. How is your bracket looking right about now?
It got destroyed when I submitted it. I watched a lot of basketball, but I don't think anybody could have predicted what happened this year with, you know, a 16 seed making it to the final, you know, the Sweet 16, and or 15 seed making it to the Sweet 16. You don't see it. Florida Atlantic's playing a really good basketball. And we always say, I tell my girls, even if we don't win the league, you know, the time to play our best basketball is during our sectionals in our districts to go to state. You know, if you can play your best basketball, then you could be, you know, a sub 500 team and get to districts and get to regionals just because you're playing your best basketball when it counts. And you know, that's what they say is you survive in advance. And, you know, a lot of teams are doing that right now. They're not playing well, but they're surviving. You know, some of the two seeds and the one seeds aren't playing the best basketball, but they're getting the job done.
One final question. Is there anything that you can bring over from your coaching experience to the racing side and vice versa?
Patience. I deal with high school girls, so anywhere from 14 to 17 and 18 year olds. Sometimes it's very difficult to have the patience with them, to get them to understand and get them to understand what you're trying to teach them. You know, sometimes it's very difficult to relate to them, and to get them to understand my passion for it and get them to have the same thing and same passion. So, you know, I kind of take that even over to a sprint car. I try to be patient, you know, with the racetrack. I try to be patient, let the racetrack come to me. Instead of chasing it around, I do this kind of the same with the girls. I try to give them a goal or something to think about and let them come to me with, you know, the answers or, you know, to figure things out. I like to have the girls figure the things out on their own. That way that I know they learned it rather than me, you know, forcing it down their throats. Like a lot of coaches are so intense. I like to let them think it, figure it out on their own. You know, and I kind of do that with race cars, and, you know, and I'm the only one, you know, as far as we don't really have a crew chief. It's, you know, pretty much me turning wrenches. So, you know, I try to be patient with what I do, and try not to force things into happening. Let them happen on their own. And then when they do, it seems to be a better result for our team.
Well, Craig, we really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for a few minutes and talk racing, basketball, and everything else in life. And hopefully the weather clears up and we get to visit for a little bit this weekend.
I hope so. And, you know, if anybody's around our area or up there, you know, don't be afraid to keep checking Attica Raceway Park's website for updates. You know, I know Rex said that he was thinking about ready to still keep it on going, even though we have snow on the ground. So, you know, keep up. And if you need to, just jump on Twitter. I know a lot of people are on that nowadays. So.
Yeah, I know you're very active on there, too. So make
yeah,
sure to follow.
I try to keep up and keep everybody updated. Or, you know, sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of insight on drivers' lives. So.
Exactly. So, well, Craig, thanks for joining us, and best of luck.
All right, thanks,
Jay. All right, that's Craig Mintz, and we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Cole Duncan, and then we'll close out the show. You'll see the TJSideways.com live here at RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air. As Muncie Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth, watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Corpac Sprint Car Series, Thunderstocks, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine.
Welcome back to TJSideways.com Live here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. And real quick, before we get to our next guest, the Bailey's Racing Engine's Obscure Race of the Week this week is Todd Wigzell winning the South Australian Wingless Sprint Car title Saturday night at Speedway City in Adelaide, Australia. Don't forget to visit Bailey Racing Engines for all your engine needs. And our final guest tonight scored what I would consider the biggest win of his career Saturday at the Lincoln Speedway, taking down the Pennsylvania Posse for the second time in his career. First time at Lincoln, Cole Duncan joining us on the line. Cole, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us.
I appreciate you guys having me on here.
Well, first of all, you know, I want to know, what was the first thing that crossed your mind when you hit the finish line, took the checkered flag, you're on the cool down light lap? What's the first thing that came to your mind at Lincoln?
You know, it's hard to put into words. I don't think I can put it into words. It was really exciting, and you know, I had my family there, my mom and my dad and my grandparents and my girlfriend, and to share that moment with them was really special.
And this is something that you guys have been working on for a while. You have not been afraid to tow over there and race. And how did that get started, where you guys started going over there early in the year?
Well, we like to get out and race. We worked our butts off this winter, getting cars together and you know, getting everything prepared. That's our biggest key, is to have stuff prepared. And we got bored sitting around home like we do every other winter. So, you know, Lincoln was the only place racing. We wanted to go race.
That's the best thing to do. And, of course, last year you won at Path Valley, and that was a big win. But how does the Lincoln win compare to the Path Valley win?
They were really similar. You know, the Path Valley win paid a little bit more, but you know, almost the same guys were there, which is really cool. You know, I love going over there and racing. You don't find any better competition than Central Pennsylvania. And, you know, they rank right up there. They're probably 1 and 2 on my all-time favorite wins that I've had so far. You know, and just to beat those guys, they race you so clean, but they race you hard. Nobody comes to those tracks around there to run second.
And not only that, but you had Brian Monteith on your tail in lap traffic. How in the world did you ever manage to hold him off through the slower traffic?
You know, I looked up on the scoreboard on our first caution, and I seen he was running second. And I just told myself right then that I was going to put it up on top of the track where I felt like my car was fastest, and I was going to hold it to the floor and you know, hope it all went well. And Brian raced us clean, which was great. And I, you know, just, I expected him to. And you know, it's just so much fun racing those guys. You know, Brian kept sticking his nose under there. And he tried to put a couple sliders on us, but, you know, we were pretty good around the top.
And what was it like seeing your mom and dad come to victory lane after that?
I think they were as excited as I was. You know, my dad for sure knows the prestige of Lincoln and Central Pennsylvania, and you know, to win over there for him and myself both was huge. You know, that's a big milestone and a stepping stone in our future for our racing program.
And your program is going to be pretty diverse this year. What kind of plans do you have for the 2013 season?
We're hoping if Attica gets in the Spring Nationals this year, I'm going to kick off, you know, around here and Rich Farmer's 29 car that Shane Stewart and Chaney drove a little bit last year. And, you know, we've got maybe a, you know, 20 race schedule kind of set aside for that car. That could vary a little bit depending on how everything goes. And you know, we're going to run those 20 shows or however many in that car, and we're going to fill the rest with our car and whatever else we find to do. You know, I like driving my family car, but I also know, you know, to be a true racer and go out there and compete on the road and stuff, I'm going to have to find another ride eventually. So, you know, I like going out. I drive as many people's cars as I can and take as many opportunities as I can.
Now, how did the deal for Rich come together?
Daniel Smith, his mechanic on that car, gave me a call this winter and asked if I wanted to put a schedule together to drive that thing. And I get along with Daniel really well. We haven't worked on a car really together, But I've worked with Daniel's cousin Andy a lot, Andy Potter, and we get along really well, and I really like Daniel, and I really wanted to drive that car because I know it's a fast car.
Now, you've never really had the chance to race against your dad, but your dad, Rodney Duncan, was a very good driver. You know, how neat would it be to get a chance to strap in and maybe try to take him on, you know, mano a mano, so to speak?
It'd be a lot of fun. You know, I don't know how my mom would handle it. I'm sure her nerves would be through the roof. But no, maybe we can try and get him in the family car one of these races when I'm running the 29 car. That'd be really cool.
I think a Fremont would be a fair neutral ground. I think that would work out pretty well.
Might be in his advantage. He was really good at Fremont, a lot better than I probably am.
That's true. We're talking to Cole Duncan here. You do a lot of racing around Ohio. Are you going to be do the Central Pennsylvania thing? Are you going to be doing any more traveling with the family car this year?
We're going to try. Now, you know, since this is really the first year in a while that I've had a good set ride for somebody else going into the year where we could, you know, take 20 races that we would normally run around Ohio and, you know, spread them out somewhere. We're going to go try and hit some outlaw shows, you know, probably Kokomo, Indiana, you know, maybe I-96, some of those shows that are, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours from home. We want to go race with those guys because nothing makes you better than racing with the best.
Yeah, I take it you're a firm believer in the theory that you're as good as who you race against, and that seems to make improvement.
Absolutely. You know, we have awesome competition here in Ohio, Attica and Fremont. It's tough to beat those guys, you know, and we rarely do, and you see different winners there every week. And, you know, just like going over to Central Pennsylvania, that competition over there is amazing, and it's made me better just the few times that we've been over there. You know, it's they're different organizations and different groups of racers have different mentalities, and when you can run against as many different people as we have in the last couple of years, I think for myself it definitely, you know, it prepares you better for each new situation you come into.
And of course I've got to ask, did the snow miss you?
No, we got hit by the snow here. It came down pretty hard last night. We got 3 or 4 inches, and it was pretty calm today, though.
That's pretty good. Well, Cole, congratulations again on the big win, and hopefully Mother Nature will play nice towards the end of the week, and we'll have a chance to visit again at Attica this weekend.
I hope so, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me on here. I want to thank, you know, all my sponsors and stuff, Bob Labonte Racing and Motor City Auto Transport, Hoosier Tires. It's good to be back on Hoosiers, and you know there's a bunch more that I could mention, and I need to thank there was a gentleman in Victory Lane at Lincoln. His father had just passed away, and he donated $100 into the winnings, so that was really great of him to do.
And that's one of the cool things about sprint car racing. There's stories about that all the time, about people that do little things like that. It's just a really unique thing to be involved in.
Yeah, it really is. You know, it's a family sport, and just like our racing, our program is all family owned and operated. That's who works on the car, and that's who goes racing with us, and that's when we have the most fun. You know, is when we're out there as a family having a good time. We take it seriously, and we want to win races, but it's also a family sport, which is really good.
And one last question: it just hit the inbox. Are you going to have T-shirts at Attica if they race?
No, we don't have any T-shirts this year. I think the T-shirt money went towards the motor bill this winter, but I hope we can get some, you know, sometime soon. We get a lot of people to ask about them, and, you know, hopefully we can get some soon, but as of now, we don't have them, unfortunately.
All right, no T-shirts, but, hey, there's probably room on that race car for someone's name to go on there so they can buy some. So there you go.
Absolutely.
So, all right, well, Cole Duncan, congratulations, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Cole Duncan, your winner at Lincoln Speedway on Saturday. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up the show. You're listening to TJSlideways.com Live.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com.
Jay Buffenbarger here for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa. The Hall of Fame continues to promote the future of sprint car racing by preserving its past. The museum is located in Knoxville, Iowa, and is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. On race nights, the museum will stay open until 7 o'clock. Don't forget, race fans, one of the best ways that you can support the Hall of Fame is buying a membership. They start at just $25, and a basic membership gets you and a guest free admission to the museum and a 10% discount off in the museum store. Also, check with the Hall of Fame for suite tickets on the second and third floor for the 2013 Knoxville season. You can get information on all of this by going to SprintCarHOF.com, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame.
There's a buzz in the bleachers, a rumble on the pavement, and the sweet smell of sprint car speed is in the air as Must-See Racing brings you the fastest short track event on earth. Watch as the most daring lead foots in the land stand on the gas and rock it around one of the fastest half miles in America. There are records to be broken and racing royalty in the pits. It's a flat-out, foot-on-the-floor sprint car fiesta, and you can't find this brand of adrenaline-soaked action anywhere else.
Friday Night Thunder returns to Oshwegan Speedway for the 2013 season, featuring the Core Pack Sprint Car Series, Thunderstock, Mini Stocks, and Bombers every Friday night. For more information, call 888-720-7223 or visit OshweganSpeedway.com for more information. Getting ready things to wrap up things here on TJSideways.com Live, our second show after a year's absence, and loving the Twitter love from Craig Mintz and all the people, and Cole Duncan and Ryan Litt. Thanks to all you guys for coming on, and we're kind of getting back into the groove here. Our new studio is kind of like running the space shuttle with one person. It's kind of interesting. The beginning of the show was a little rough. We're trying to manage the audio, manage the clips, and there's the phone, and oh yeah, and then there's the iPad over here on the side with all the social media and everything going. It is very space shuttle like. We're gonna have some rotating co-hosts throughout the year too. Once we get started here later on in the year, we're kind of lining up a panel of experts, and we're gonna break down things, and hopefully that first expert will come on with us in preparation for the Kokomo Midget Grand Prix in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that. I haven't been to a standalone midget race in, I can't even remember when, that didn't have sprint cars as part of the program. And it'll be really neat to get to Kokomo. Hopefully Mother Nature will play nice with Attica, though, this weekend. That's where we wanted to kick off our actual at-the-track stuff, where we're going to write stories. And we've got some neat stuff in store for you this year, I think, if we can pull it off. Attica is going to be kind of the litmus test for some of the new things we want to try, and hopefully it all works out. And we're going to continue to do the podcasting and webcasting throughout the year, at least through around October or so. And then November, December, we kind of have a brilliant idea of maybe doing some longer shows with maybe some veteran retired drivers that we can take up the whole hour with and do some interviews through the off season. So there's a definite plan and a roadmap for TJSideways.com Live. We have stable equipment finally that we're getting a little bit better at running, and look forward to doing more shows throughout the year. But I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. And, of course, if you download the podcast, thank you for downloading it. We're going to be back here again Monday nights at 8 o'clock on racesontheweb.com, or else you can check the podcast. So hopefully we see you out at Attica, or you get up to the races this weekend. And if you're driving around in the snow, drive safe, and we hope to see you at the track soon. See you later.